Every believer has a voice, and it's the voice of victory.
My God has made a way for me.
The healer's in the house today. Now, this is an opportunity for you to learn. This is healing school. We're going to take our benefits this morning. So, Psalm 103. Bless the Lord, O my soul. Now listen, he's speaking to his soul. He's speaking to his mind and his will and his emotions. He's talking to himself. Now, when some of us are around our Jewish friends and we talk about, this is what David said. They said, well, now, you know, we're not like you Christians. I mean, we sing these. I'm glad I don't know the tune. Because the song can get in the way. These are the words of God. I'll put it this way. God wrote the lyrics. These are perfect songs. Now, I sing some songs and have, ever since I've been in the ministry, that are scripture. I did a record, a recording called The Word. But my words are not anointed unless His words are coming out my mouth, whether I'm singing them. But when I'm singing them, I'm not thinking about what they say. I'm thinking about performing it. I have to have my mind on that unless I'm singing in tongues. Amen. So bless the Lord, soul, mind, will, emotions. Bless the Lord. Bless what? Bless His holy name. Well, I can go along with that. Woo, glory to God. Bless His holy name. All that is within me, bless His holy name. Bless the Lord, O my soul, and forget not all His benefits. Who forgiveth all my iniquities, who healeth all my diseases, who redeemeth my life from destruction, who crowns me with loving kindness and tender mercies. Benefits. Who satisfies my mouth with good. Notice the word things in the King James translation is in italics. It was added there. But that's a good word. He fills my mouth, satisfies my mouth with good things so that my youth is renewed like the eagles. Satisfies my mouth with good words. Good words. Good words.
Where's my book?
This little book, I've had it for a long time. Don't give up. Jesus will give you that miracle you need, by Oral Roberts. Now, I mean, I've had it so long some of the pages have turned brown. Just take it out and read it, you know. But I was reading it again here just a few days ago. You've heard me speak about Bob Deweese, my captain of the airplane under which I flew co-pilot. Knew him very well. Became very close. I mean, you fly with somebody in that same cockpit with him. A lot of experience. He taught me some things about prayer that I never heard of and how to pray. He asked me to come up over to his hotel room. We were on a meeting. He asked me to come to his hotel. He said, I want you to pray with me. I said, yeah. And you know, I'm a novice, man. I mean, I'm greener than a gourd here. Like I said, I came into this. I was a scripture illiterate. I turned to Gloria. I said, do you know that Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John tell the same story? Can you be that? Yeah. Now, Mother kept sending me Bibles, but I didn't read them. I was out to lunch in Sunday school. I didn't care anything about it. Now, always, even in my terrible days, I'd pray. Oh, God. Because I knew I wasn't doing right. Anyway. And so I went over to Bob's room. And, you know, I prayed, you know, kind of like this. And, man, I mean, he hit the floor. I won't go into all that. I mean, some people, including some of the family and so forth, he had invested in some of their business or something, and they just squandered it and got him into debt, and he needed out now. He just fell in the floor, and I'm telling you, he's praying in tongues so loud that let me do this too. I just fell down there on the floor with him, glory to God. And Jesus broke that thing for him, and that business prospered, glory to God. Oh, I learned from these men. Precious brother. I miss him. I spent a lot of time with him over the years, even after I left Oral Roberts University, and for a long time I was on the board of regents and so forth, and Bob and I had a lot of fun. Listen, but now listen. I talked about the fact that he had a massive heart attack on a handball court. And then I shared what he shared with Gloria and me. He and his wife, Charlotte, glory to me, parts of this story, and how he died, went to heaven, and was on this road, gorgeous place. He said, Kenneth, and he mentioned a little bit of it here, but he said there was a fence on each side of the road, and I walked over to that fence, and he said it looked like it was hand-carved mahogany. Hand polished. That doesn't sound like any Texas barbed wire fence I ever saw. Don't need barbed wires. Nothing up there's got a barb on it. Yeah. Yeah. Amen. But then he said, I began to run. He was not aware that he didn't have a body. I began to run. And he said, I saw the lights of the city, and he said, I know where I am. He just headed toward it just fast as he could run. Then they began to bog down. And he woke up there in the hospital in the City of Faith. And Charlotte said, Kenneth, you want me to tell you what the first thing he said to me? Did he say, Charlotte, thank you for saving my life? No. He said, Charlotte, what did you do that for? What did you do that for? Oh, now I'm talking about words. Now, let me go back here. Now, this is in the hospital in the City of Faith. When I died, when my heart stopped and my breathing stopped, so he jumped on my chest and began pounding it. Nothing they did could get me to respond. I was gone. So they brought in the electrodes that stopped the fibrillation, that stopped the quivering of the heart and let it try to get started all over again. They got it going, and when I started to come to, I heard this awful noise. I couldn't figure out what the terrible noise was. It was the breathing machine. It was covering my face, breathing for me. Then I came to a little more. They finally took the breathing machine off. The room was full of doctors and nurses. And I looked over at Dr. Basta and said, "Why did you bring me back to this mess?" I didn't want to be here in the first place. "Why did you bring me back to this mess? If you only knew where I've been, what I felt, what I saw. The battle was over. Victory was mine. Never another test or trial or problem of any kind. And now you brought me back to this, and I've got to start all over again." Don't ever feel sorry for anybody. I don't care what age they died. No, 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 no. And don't grieve over it.
Amen.
Don't ever grieve over it. Praise God. Pretty soon they let Charlotte come in, and I saw her in motion. Anyway, I want to go on over here. You're right there with the doctors, the nurses, the patients, and people all around you. Prayer is urgently needed, but when all due respect, it's not always a place where you can pray the usual freedom which you desire. When Brother Roberts prayed, I had lapsed partly back into unconsciousness, but was aware of his prayer, which was in a very low voice. Charlotte was in the waiting room with Bob and Donna, along with my granddaughter, Cindy. Orr walked by and said, "I don't know. I don't know. I don't have the answer. I'll go home. I'm going to think and pray about this. I don't have the answer." He went over to the elevator with Colin Steele. Now, that was my boss when we were on the meetings. He was over all of the tent meetings, the auditorium meetings, and so when all of a sudden Cindy, my granddaughter, who was now 22, felt something happen to her. The Spirit of God came on her. Tears started bursting from her eyes, and the Holy Spirit took over in her life. She ran up to Brother Roberts just as she was getting on the elevator, grabbed his arms and said, Brother Roberts, you didn't pray a miracle prayer for my grandfather. You didn't pray the kind of prayer you used to pray in the tent crusades when the crippled were healed and the blind saw and miracles happened. I want you to go back in there and pray a tent prayer. Pray a tent miracle prayer for my grandfather." Oral was standing there, his eyes wide, looking at Cindy as she was pumping his arms up and down. Well, Brother Roberts got the answer. He said, "All right, Cindy, let's go." And he had that look of an eagle on his face. He came back in the room and looked down at me. He got my attention. He said, "Bob, do you think God's through with you?" I said, "Well, no, I guess not." He still didn't want to stay here. He wanted to die. "Get your hands off of me." "Will you get out of my way and let me out of here?" I love it, don't you? And he said, "Well, I guess not." "All right," he said. I can just hear him. I'm telling you, when that anointing would come over Oral, Oral was a very quiet man. And when you would be with him in a room and he's just discussing things, you're very quiet. Originally, he was a very, very timid man. He stuttered so badly that in front of the class, he couldn't say his name. So he withdrew. He withdrew. He almost died of tuberculosis. He had it so bad. And this is very, this was back in those days. But not only that, the Cherokee people had a lot of problem with tuberculosis. And his mother, blood Cherokee, like my grandfather. Now, that I know of, we never did have any tuberculosis in our family. Could have, and I didn't know it. But he had TB so bad, he was laying in the bed, and they had to repaper the wall next to his bed. He blew blood on it. He was skin and bone. But a tent preacher by the name of Muncie was having a meeting. And Oral's brother came in and said, "We're going to take you to that meeting." So his brother and his sister. And can you imagine this? Oral Roberts, a man in his stocking feet, 6'3". And he picked him up and carried him to the car like a little baby and put him in the back seat of that old car and drove to where that tent meeting was. On the way, the Spirit of God said, I'm going to heal you. And you're going to take my word where my voice is dim. They got out there and they took the back seat out of that old car and set it out there up close to the platform. And he was just laying there on that old seat. And Brother Muncie, it's at night now, and it's outside there, and called him up on the platform and put his hands on him and told him to breathe down deep. And he did, and his lungs were clear, and he never stuttered again. Amen. So because of those early years, he, when you're seated with him, he's very quiet. But when that anointing came on him, I want you to know he was a roaring lion. Amen. So since I've been there, I know what he sounded like in there. He was not speaking softly. I can just see him. All right, Cindy, let's go. And he had that look of an eagle on his face. He came back into that room and looked down at me and got my attention. Bob, do you think God's through with you? I said, well, no, I guess not. All right. I'll pray for you. If you don't think God's through with you, if he think he's through with you, I will not pray for you. If you think God's through with you, and I can't change your thinking. Not a bit of use in the world, me pray.
That's right.
Or anybody else. Because of what you think. Because of what you think, that's what you've been saying. Now get this. Remember, he fills my mouth with good words. Are you listening to me now? He fills my mouth with good words. Good words. Words and things in the Hebrew language are tied together. Because words created all things. Amen. Words, faith, things, creation. If you think God has something left for you to do, I will pray for you. And I said, yes, I do. Get your catchers on. He fills my mouth with good words. Yeah. All right, he said, I want to ask you a question. Listen, you always said you would die about the same time your dad did. I'm 2 years older than that was when he died. You always said you would die about the same time your dad did. And he had a heart attack about the same time his dad did. Dear Lord God, it matters what you say all the time. And the reason you say something all the time is because it matters what you think. Now, Brother Keith told the story. I heard Brother Hagin tell that story myself. This young man said, he had a brother, they almost twins, but they were apart. And he always said, I'll never reach, 20 or 40. I'll never reach it. He died 2 months before that birthday. And the Lord said to Brother Hagin, certain spiritual laws have been put into motion which cannot be changed at this time.
Amen.
How? With the mouth.
Yes.
Even had he known the difference, he probably didn't have time to change it. And when Brother Hagin said that to his brother said, well, he always said that to me. And he called his mother over there and said, Brother Hagin, tell her. And she said, oh, yeah, he always said that. He said that all of his life. He died 2 months before that birthday. And when they realized that they couldn't get him back, Brother Hagin just laid hands on him and said, Jim, you remember that, Nancy? You remember these stories. He said, Jim, we're releasing you, son. Go on home. And Jim smiled. And he was in a coma, but he smiled. Don't ever get the idea that someone's in a coma, they can't hear you.
That's right. Yes.
I've had personal experience with that. He smiled. And he was gone. Well, ask Bob DeWeese if he wanted to come back. No, Jim wouldn't have come back if he could. What he said was what he thought, and what he thought all the time is what he said.
Amen.
So examine your thinking and examine your thoughts and your words and realize the devil's going to put every kind of a bad, sick thought in your mind that he possibly can, because he needs your words. He needs your words. You remember what Jesus said? The sower sows the word. Satan comes immediately to steal the word. He's a thief. If he can steal God's word, if he can steal the word, then he can kill and destroy. But Jesus said, the thief cometh but for to steal, kill, and destroy. Don't mix that order up. Jesus said it proper. It's in proper order. But also Jesus said, talk back to him. No, don't let him have it. Don't let him have it.
Amen.
Don't let the devil steal the word.
Amen.
Don't let the devil think your thoughts.
Amen.
For you. No, I mean, you have him. Resist him and he'll flee, right? No, the Bible said, submit yourself to God and resist the devil and he'll flee. How do you submit yourself to God? I refuse to think that. I'm not thinking that, devil. I'm thinking these words. I'm thinking healing words. I'm thinking love words. I am thinking love thoughts. I'm thinking faith thoughts. I'm thinking faith words.
Come experience divine healing, health, prosperity, and recovery at the 2021 Omaha Live Victory Campaign, October 28th through the 30th.
Glory to God. That's where the glory is going to fall next year, is in the local churches that are preaching and teaching and healing and going strong with the word of faith.
Join Kenneth Copeland and Jerry Savelle, October 28th through the 30th. Admission is free. Register today at kcm.org/omaha.
Live long, healthy, strong, and satisfied, just as God intended. Take hold by faith of the health and wellness that belongs to you with Gloria Copeland's teaching, How to Get Well, Stay Well, and Enjoy Life. Enjoy every moment with family and friends and live in divine health. Experience complete wholeness, spirit, soul, and body as you put your faith to work. See for yourself what God has promised you in Healing Promises by Kenneth and Gloria Copeland, a compilation of healing scriptures in multiple Bible versions all in one place. Declare God's word and healing over your life and activate the healing power of God through the spoken word with Healing Confessions, a CD of healing scriptures read by Gloria Copeland.
He has provided the way for his children to be well, completely well.
Receive his healing word for you. and start enjoying life today.
Request your free copy of the Healing Word Package from Kenneth Copeland Ministries. God's heart is for you to be healed. Discover the power of your words spoken by faith. Keep yourself healthy and whole by speaking the Word of God over your life. Go to kcm.org/victory offer or call 877-615-4267. Offer good for 60 days. If you're outside the U.S., shipping charges may apply. Contact your regional office for more information.
Brother Copeland shared today from the book of James, chapter 4, verse 7 says, "Submit yourself therefore to God, resist the devil, and he will flee from you." See, you go to the Word, you submit yourself to God first, and then you resist the devil, and he has to flee, because Jesus completely defeated the devil, removed all of his authority, and now you apply that to your healing. You go to the Word, you submit to what it says, and you resist the devil. That means you read, you hear, you believe, and you speak what the Word says about your healing over yourself. I'm telling you, it's the key to staying healed, to staying whole in this life. Gloria Copeland talks about administering a dose of the Word that will strengthen you, spirit, soul, and body. You keep your thoughts and your confessions and actions in agreement with the Word, and in faith, you stay on the blessing side of life, continually resisting the lies and the attacks of the enemy, because God's promises of healing and divine health belong to you. So be sure to get your copy of the Healing Word Package free on kcm.org. And then remember to share these resources with your family, with your friends, so that the healing power of God can be at work in their lives too. Amen. Praise God. Listen, the Omaha Live Victory Campaign starts this Thursday, October 28th. It goes through Saturday, October 30th. Brother Copeland and Jerry Savelle will be there in Omaha, Nebraska. And I invite you, come be a part of what it's like to experience 3 days totally immersed in the Word of God. And if you've ever been to a KCM event, you know that a spirit-charged atmosphere of faith like this one will produce good things in your life. It's a place to receive revelation. It's a place to get answers. So register for this free event today on kcm.org. If you can't be there in person, you can always join us live at kcm.org. Thanks for joining us today, everybody. We'll see you again next time. Until then, remember that Jesus is Lord.
Today's Believer's Voice of Victory was brought to you by the partners and friends of Kenneth Copeland Ministries. Go to kcm.org/victory offer to download or request a free copy of today's broadcast. 2021 is the year of the local church, a year of divine healing, divine health, divine prosperity, and divine recovery.
The Believer's Voice of Victory broadcast study notes will help you dive deeper into these powerful word-based teachings. Get all 5 days of notes at one time. Use them during the week for your personal study time. Download them free at kcm.org/tvnotes. Create a special family devotional time to follow along with the notes as you watch the broadcast. Study the scriptures with your children and begin instilling God's Word now. Use these notes to build your faith library and build up a heritage of faith.